The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And it's the 5 o'clock hour on Bob Burney Live. I hope, I pray, and I mean this with all of my heart. I hope and pray that my voice is a voice of reason, balance, compassion, and calm. I pray that this program is an oasis. If you turn on the mainstream media, you're going to have hysteria, panic, paranoia, fear. And the mainstream media is fueling this fear, anger, hysteria. They are. They're fueling it. And I hope and pray that together, it's not just me, that together we can be voices of calm and hope and unity in the midst of our diversity. I pray that. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let's go to the phones, and we've got Jason in Delaware. Jason held all the way through that break. Jason, thank you for your patience. You are on the air.
Hi, thanks a lot, Pastor. Great show, as usual. Just real thought-provoking. I just wanted to call, and borrowing from an LGBT, Lyndon Baines Johnson quote from the 60s, a Democrat. I'll never forget what his line. He said, even if I walked on water on the Potomac, my detractors would have in their paper the next day, the president can't swim.
Yeah, very true. I didn't know that went back to LBJ. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where I read it. That's where, who I thought the quote was from.
No kidding. But, wow.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, same thing with Trump, you know, just the mainstream media and other even smaller media who hate Trump, you know, it doesn't matter what he would have had in his hand or,
yeah,
you know, it's some sort of miraculous miracle and he did some sort of, you know, raise Mr. Floyd from the dead. They would say the president's a religious fanatic,
yeah.
Separation of church and state. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Well,
it would be redirected, you know.
Yeah, Jason, to illustrate that, when the Secret Service ordered the president into the bunker, and from everything I can gather, everything I can read, that was the decision of the Secret Service, and they have almost complete autonomy over the protection of the president. And they ordered him because they felt that it was dangerous. The White House had been surrounded. And for his protection, they ordered him to go to the bunker. So the mainstream media called him a coward. He cowered like a dog. He hid in the basement of the White House and so forth. So he comes out, and Jason, I don't know whether you're a police officer. Of course you've been in dangerous situations. I've been in a few, not very many. But the president of the United States walked through an area where there were violent, and I mean violent, protests just hours before to show that he was not a coward. He was not afraid. And, of course, the mainstream media then says he was just posing for a photo op and he was a bully. So one moment he's a coward, the next moment he's a cowboy. It's, you know, he can't win. He just can't win because, as I say over and over and over again, the liberal left hates Trump more than they love the truth.
yeah, it's if as a Civil War buff as well, we have like an 1848-ish, 1850, early 1850s feel again. It's not good, brother.
No, it's not.
It's not good at all. And we need to either A, repent, or at least come to a Jeffersonian repentance where live and let live. You know, Jefferson, a deist with heavy Christian leanings. I like the way he articulated in the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal, and we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need to get back to those foundations, either from a deist perspective with heavy Christian leanings, or my prayer, and I know it's yours too, full-on born-again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But man, we've got to live and let live. Please protest. Please. I don't care what it is, as long as it's peaceful. If you want to colonize the moon and you want to shout about colonizing the moon, I don't care. I love the First Amendment. I love freedom. But don't burn. Don't destroy. Don't. That's what we left from King George III.
Yeah. One of the saddest things to me, Jason, is the destruction and defacement of many monuments in Washington, D.C., including the Lincoln Memorial. Now, get this, Jason. That's where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech, condemning violence, not protest, but condemning violence, standing in the shadow of the humongous statue of Abraham Lincoln, who fought so hard for racial equality in the ending of slavery, the Emancipation Proclamation. Even that landmark in America was defaced. The World War II memorial was defaced. You know, and there, you know, there were many, many African American soldiers who died for America, for freedom, and even the World War II memorial was defaced. This is, for many, this is not about equality. This is just unabated evil, hatred, and anger. And that's why I say it's ultimately a spiritual problem. It really is. We cannot condone bigotry, prejudice, racism. We cannot condone that. We can't. But the antidote is not violence, looting, stealing, defacing of property. That is not the answer. That is not the antidote. That is not going to unite us. That's going to continue to divide us. And that's got to be the message that has to get out.
Absolutely. Hey, God bless. Yeah, absolutely. Racism is a sin.
It is.
It's absolutely a sin.
It absolutely is a sin.
The book of Revelation clearly teaches every tribe and tongue will be in heaven worshiping. Yeah. Everyone.
If you are a white man and cannot stand black people, you are sinning. If you
are
a black person and cannot stand white people, you are sinning.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Hey Jason.
God bless. Have a good one.
You as well. And again, thank you for your service to your community. God bless you. All right. And Jason is a law enforcement officer. My heart goes out to the families of police officers. Every night now for days, wives, husbands, children have no idea what kind of condition their father or their mother, their wife, their husband is going to come home in. All right, we'll take a break. Don't allow yourself to lose hope. Don't allow yourself to get down. God is in control somehow, some way. He is going to use this. We keep our hope, our faith, our trust in our God and the promises of His Word.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You're either part of the answer or you're part of the problem. There are a few people in between. If you say absolutely nothing, you're part of the problem. If you try to stir up strife and sow division, you are part of the problem. If you try to share the love of Christ and the truth that we are equal in Christ, that the ground is level at the cross, you're part of the solution. I am absolutely convinced that the mainstream media is a huge part of the problem. A huge part of the problem. I am absolutely convinced that the liberal left in America are a huge part of the problem. Minorities have been promised for years and years and years, if you will elect us, we will meet all of your needs, we'll take care of all of your problems, and they always break those promises. Take a look right now at where most of the unrest is happening in America. Most of it is happening in cities and states controlled by the liberal left. Here in Columbus, we've had the mayor and the city council basically say, you know what? We're going to make changes. We have heard you. We're going to make changes. How many times have we heard that from the leadership in the city of Columbus? I mean, seriously, how many times have we heard that? Oh, we're going to evaluate the police. We're going to examine the police. You elect us another time. Elect us to office again. City council, the mayor's office, elect us again, and we will listen to you. So this has gone on for years and years and years and years. So now we have all of these riots here in Central Ohio. And what do we hear from the mayor's office and from city council? You know what? We're really going to listen to you now. Really, 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 really. You got our attention now. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to declare racism a public health issue. Whew, man, that will take care of everything. It's talk. It's emotion. And then you've got people like Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy, the first black coach to win a Super Bowl, and yet a follower of Christ. Here's what Tony Dungy said over the weekend. He says he's been thinking and praying about how I should respond as he watched the events in Minneapolis unfold. Today, we are a divided country. We're divided racially, politically, and socioeconomically, and Satan is laughing at us because that is exactly what he wants. Dysfunction, mistrust, and hatred help his kingdom flourish. Well, what is the answer then? I believe it has to start with those of us who claim to be Christians. We have to come to the forefront and demonstrate the qualities of the one we claim to follow, Jesus Christ. We can't be silent. As Dr. King said many years ago, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. But we can't go forward with judgmental, bitter spirits. We need to be proactive, but do it in the spirit of trying to help make things better. And it can't be just the African-American churches. It has to be all churches taking a stand and saying, we're going to be on the forefront of meaningful dialogue and meaningful change. We have to be willing to speak the truth and love, but we have to recognize that we are not fighting against other people. We are fighting against Satan and his kingdom of spiritual darkness. In the words of the Apostle Paul, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We saw many people out protesting and trying to make their feelings heard. Most of it was peaceful, but some of it was not. We saw a lot of hurting people. We saw a lot of angry people. We prayed. He's talking about he and his wife. We prayed for our country as we rode, prayed that people who are hurting can direct their passion in a safe and productive way. And we prayed that our country can listen to people who are hurting and have concerns before they feel that they have to lash out in anger to be heard. America, we can solve this, but it's going to take all of us working together to do it. Tonight was a very tough night in America. We need something to bring us together. We need empathy. We need to listen. We need to care about each other, even those we might disagree with. Again, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The words of Tony Dungy. It's like I was sharing earlier, my guest yesterday, Ron Archer, his wife was out jogging just last week. Upper middle class neighborhood. Jogging with her daughter, and a white woman passes them going the opposite direction, yells out a racial epithet, and spits on Ron Archer's wife. I can't imagine how I would respond if someone spat on my wife. Wife came home, they talked about it, prayed about it, and they came to this conclusion. Love conquers hate. Love conquers hate. There have been very bright moments in these protests. Police officers in Orlando and a few other places kneeling and praying with protesters. Locking arms, kneeling, getting on their knees. White police, black police, black protesters, white protesters, talking. I was very, very impressed with our police chief. I don't know him. Don't know a whole lot about him. But I don't remember it was yesterday or Sunday afternoon. Took off the riot gear, dressed simply in his uniform, and marched with the protesters. Said, I want to hear you. Let's talk. I didn't see the mayor do that. But the chief of police, who has been criticized so severely, Stonewall Union is demanding that he resign or be fired, decided to get out with the people. It's the kind of leadership that we need. We don't need to be divided. Are the things that are wrong in our communities? Yes. Is there injustice? Yes. Is there prejudice? Yes. But there are ways to deal with it that will truly help. Bitterness, anger accomplishes nothing but creating more bitterness and more anger.